My name is Eric Becker, author of The Long Game and founder and co-CEO of Crescent. I'm going to share with you five of the key insights from my book, The Long Game. Insight number one, recognize a moment of truth. Businesses don't fail for a lack of vision. They usually fail because of a lack of great execution. It's knowing what to do and when to do it that makes all the difference. That's a moment of truth. I'm fascinated with moments of truth, and if you think about it, in a lifetime, how many moments of truth might there be? It's probably 20 to 30. There are just not that many of them. Learning how to identify and know a moment of truth is an incredibly important skill, whether it is to where to live, whom to marry, a career choice, what kind of company to start. Every leader faces these critical moments of truth, but recognizing when you are faced with that decision is essential, and the ability to not only see and accept that you must act, but also recognize when you shouldn't. And that moment of truth is what follows. A centurion has this special talent of being able to recognize these moments of truth and make the necessary pivots, the tough decisions. They learn who they can trust in these moments and make critical decisions. They know how to recognize a moment of truth and when to shift. If you make the right decision in a moment of truth, it can change everything. Insight number two, adopt a myth-busting mindset. The second insight is about breaking stereotypes. Centuries-old businesses are often seen as dusty, bureaucratic, or slow and resistant to change. But I found it's actually the complete opposite. Centurions are actually some of the most agile, adaptive, and forward-thinking organizations in the world. They've mastered the art of adaptation because their very existence depends on it. And companies today that will likely outlive the next century share the same qualities. This is the idea of embracing resiliency, adaptability, and vision. Legacy organizations have a great sense of urgency. They don't tolerate poor performance and they don't sit on their laurels. They do have a sense of priority, importance, and timing. Take a business like Ferragamo or families like the Vanderbilts who have operated the historic 130-year-old Biltmore estate since 1895, and even the famous Smucker's family, all of whom are featured in The Long Game. On the surface, they might seem like echoes of the past, rooted in history and resistant to change. But dig a little deeper, and you'll see that they've survived through war, the Great Depression, recessions, the pandemic, natural disasters, competition, technology, you name it. They've seen it all, but that myth-busting mindset is what helped them survive. Think about what stereotype you're working against, and how can you break the myth? How can you hone that survival instinct to do whatever it takes to change perception and move your company forward? Insight number three, be a super steward. The third insight has the power to directly shape your legacy. It's this belief that embracing stewardship supersedes any other mission-critical priority. Very few leaders or families truly understand what this means when we say it. Stewardship is recognizing that the enterprise is greater than any one individual in the organization, including you. Every decision you make is through that lens of how this move will protect and preserve the company for generations to come. And believe me, that's not how entrepreneurs and even many family businesses operate. As a result, there's a crisis happening in America right now involving succession. But when you consistently demonstrate that stewardship supersedes everything else within your organization and no one person is more important than the overall success of the business or the family, that ethos ripples into every facet of your organization and becomes ingrained within your business or family and onto the next generation. It's a big mindset shift, but stewardship has the power to become the protective shield for everything you love most. And that's how you start to build your legacy. I've seen it time and again. When employees understand and are included in the company's mission and principles, they believe in it themselves. They're proven to be more committed. and you're essentially building a dedicated army of stewards passionately carrying out the founder's vision as their mission. Insight number four, have a succession plan. The best CEOs, the best leaders, they realize it's not about them. It's in fact about everyone else. They look at the organization or the family and they realize they are responsible for bringing this forward into the future. I grew up in a family business. My dad started his own company in college in the Christmas industry. It was amazing, and my dad's company lasted for 53 years. But he didn't have a succession plan. So ultimately, the company had to be sold. And I thought to myself, what was missing? Why? What did my dad need in order to be able to pass this business on for the future? Ethical succession is one of the things we see in these 100-year-plus businesses. Having a viable long-term succession plan that is thoughtful and ethical is a critical part of being a super steward. Only 1/3 of family-owned businesses make it to the second generation, and just 12% survive to the third. There is nothing that matters more to me than my own family and business, knowing and trusting that the value I've placed on the plan ahead will carry them forward for generations. That's why I call it ethical succession. What's interesting about ethical succession, and kind of ironic, is that by building a 100-year business, it's even more attractive to acquirers. So the ironic part is, if you really want to build to exit, build a 100-year business. Insight number five, build Centurion culture from day one. In order to break through and get ahead, culture is critical. We call it Centurion culture in the book because we think of the Centurions. These were the commanders that led 100 soldiers in the Roman army. They led from the front. They were brave. They were decisive. They were the strong leaders that really set the culture for their soldiers and took them forward, ultimately to victory. From the start, when Avi Stein and I started Crescent, we put culture first. And on our culture card, it said, act like an owner. Now 65% of Crescent is actually employee-owned. Our 100-year horizon shapes every decision, from technology to talent. From day one, we focused on questions like, what kind of company were we going to become? How would we treat each other? How would we treat customers and clients? We also told the first 10 team members that we were on this 100-year journey together, which is what the long game is all about. When you build a company with that kind of long-term focus, you don't need an exit. Ironically, that's what makes companies even more attractive because they're built to last, not for sale. We actually developed what we now call the culture card. We took all of these principles and practices around great culture and put them on one card. Having a culture card is something that almost no business seems to do, and yet it might be the most important tool we've used to build an organization in less than 8 years to over $70 billion of assets under management. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.